Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned in to another episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir, psychic medium Sherry, Joe Pinohu, and Joel Walling. Stay tuned as we enter into the world of the paranormal, but also step outside the box a bit and discuss current events. Great conversation among friends. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for taking the time out of your Sunday evening to join us for another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Jason Ophir, joined with the beautiful and talented psychic medium, Sherry. Hey, Sherry, what's happening?
Hey, nothing much. Just busy trying to sort and trying to get everything going and then just kind of getting ready to do my spring cleaning. Purging things that I don't need.
Oh, I don't like cleaning. It sounds like work. I'm too lazy for that.
It is. A lot of sorting.
What else has been going on? Anything?
Just busy doing readings. I've been very, very blessed. Doing readings and, doing Chinese medicine. So that's pretty much about it. But like I was saying before we were going on air, that today is the first day that I actually hand-fed a squirrel.
Oh, very cool.
Wild. So it's all about energy, and I've been kind of grooming them as they've been coming out in the winter. I've been feeding them, and I feed them on a daily basis, and so now, when I come out in the morning, depending on, what time I get up or, phone calls or whatever, I'll just start calling them. I'll start calling them different names, Mushy, Dinky, that kind of thing. And I'll just do a click, 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 click noise, and they're all coming out and running out of their little hiding hole. So cute. Oh, so adorable. So they're all coming out waiting to be fed, and I just, just very gently just wait for them and just bring a hand of peanuts and just be very patient. And they're very skittish. Chipmunks are very, very skittish. So it's all about trust, your energy and trust. But I fed three different chipmunks today.
Oh, that's a good feeling to make friends with Mother Nature and her little critters.
Yeah, I know. It made my day. I'm sorry, Jason, but it made my day. Absolutely.
Well, it's the little things that bring us joy.
It is. And my husband says, did they bite you? I said, of course not. They didn't bite me. They're very gentle. They're very gentle souls. They just don't, they just have to be careful with predators. So they knew I was feeding them. It's all about energy. Animals can sense whether you're a good person or not, whether they can trust you or not. I love reading animals, dead or alive. Animals are true to their form. No ego, no nothing. They're very instinctual.
Yeah, I have two cats, and I love cats. These days, when I get rich, I'm going to get some property and have some horses and hopefully be farther away from society because we're living in a crazy times. I don't think that's going to happen for me anytime soon, but especially with stuff going on and restrictions. Boy, I'm getting really, really tired of all everything that's going on. I dream of the day when I can go out into the woods and have a house and have to have high-speed internet, so maybe I won't be that far out in the woods, but out a little bit further.
out of further from where you're at. Yeah. Yeah, you're in downtown, aren't you? You're closer to downtown?
Yeah, I'm like in one of these cities outside of Portland. In the city center, so I'm not in the city of Portland center, I'm in the city center of this other city that's on the outside of a city. It's not a safe place, let me assure you. 2 weeks ago, at 3 a.m, because I have insomnia, I heard a flurry of gunshots. And the next day I checked the news, and just down the road, four people were shot at this real ghetto hotel. It's like where all these crackheads and meth addicts stay, and there was a big shooting there. And then, incidentally, last night I heard another flurry of gunshots. I'm getting the sense that where I live is not particularly safe. I mean, I'm in a gated community and all, but it's the only time, I think, anywhere in my entire life that I've heard, like, gunshots. Like, there were 10 gunshots last night. And, yeah, it's, you know, I think this whole COVID and this lockdown thing and mental illness is just making everything worse. And now, apparently, where I live, people are resorting to shooting.
That's crazy. Wow. Did you hear fire trucks or police or anything like that after you heard the gunshots? Were there, you know, like emergency vehicles?
The first time at the hotel I did, it's just a very odd place. It's not like ghetto like you think of some of these ghetto places in large cities. It's actually quite nice, but I don't know. There's just a lot of stuff that goes up here. For example, I try and go for a walk every morning, and I get out to the main road. It's like a four-lane main road, and there's a car kind of cockeyed in the road, the main road lane, but he's cockeyed in the bike lane. And part of his bumper's behind the car, and the front of his car's all messed up. The lights are on. And there's, like, an old lady's walker pushed up against the car, and I'm walking by them around. And it's just, there's, like, nothing going on around it. And it's just the oddest thing. Like, did somebody just run over an old person and bail right before I walked out there? It's just really strange.
Did they run her over, or it looked like they were going to run her over?
I don't know. I didn't see any bodies. And then a couple of weeks ago on my morning walk, there's like somebody, I don't know, I'm sure it wasn't a body, but in the bushes outside of my gated community, somebody's laying in the bushes covered completely with a blanket, you know, where it's right. You can't see any of them. All you see is a body under a blanket. And I'm like, I walk by, I'm like, well, is that a body somebody just dumped off there, or is that a homeless person? I'm sure it was a homeless person, but
probably a homeless person. That's it. There's a lot more going on. It's so sad. I mean, they don't have any places where they can put the homeless people. You know, they don't have any, you know, like a city park block or, you know, the funds to be able to monitor, have them have garbage service, you know, that kind of thing, even, you know, when they're down and out. You know, drug addiction and alcoholism is one thing, but when they're lost a job and they're, you know, out in the streets, it's sad.
Yeah, and we're getting to the point up here in the Portland area where there are counties that are just, or I should say businesses, that are just refusing to follow the governor's mandate of this lockdown. I blame him, because these businesses, restaurants and stuff like that are just going out of business left and right, and this just basically says that people are getting fed up of it. We've, you know, had enough of the lockdowns.
That's sad. Wow. Yeah, and how are they going to live? I mean, that's the point. How are they going to live?
Yeah, it's just really rough out there. Fortunately, I'm blessed in my current situation, despite the fact I'm not working. But, you know, I'm not on unemployment either. But I'm doing okay, you know. You just got to live one day at a time.
Yep, exactly. That's all you can do, one day at a time. That's crazy. Yeah, there's so much homelessness, even in the out suburbs of Portland. There's just so much. it's really hard for people. Yeah, they can collect unemployment, but what happens when unemployment runs out? See?
Yeah, and then you're kind of up a creek, and you know, hopefully you're blessed with having a family that can help support you, but not everybody has that. Not everybody has rich parents, so.
Honestly, most people don't. So, you know, what do? You know, and there's, I'm sorry to say, but $1,400 is not going to cut it.
No, that's it's almost laughable.
Maybe the rich can help support the poor and balance out the economy.
Sounds like, isn't that socialism? We could be a communist country.
I don't know.
Well, what can you do? All we can do is just keep moving forward, keeping our head high, try to avoid catching COVID-19 and treat people with kindness and respect and not go over the deep end and start.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend in Hawaii, and her daughter is a nurse in Honolulu in the major hospital. They're having people, she was telling me, that they're having people that are taking the Moderna having blood clots. She said, that's the thing. She told her mom, who's my friend, the mom is my friend, she said, if you're going to take it, don't take Moderna. There's a high, it hit the news. I don't know. I don't want to hear about the news or anything like that. It's just all bad stuff. But anyway, you got to be aware, especially if you're, your immune system is compromised, you have autoimmune disease or anything like that, they say, I guess from what she said, she told me, and I do not know this for a fact, but her daughter, like I said, is a nurse, and she's been an RN, and was telling her mom to be careful not to take the Moderna. I have no idea. It was just information that was just passed third party, so I have no evidence.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, you're talking about an experimental thing, essentially. I don't even think it's technically a vaccine, even though they're using the word vaccine.
What do you think it is, Jason? Seriously, what do you think it is?
It's just some sort of experimental. I don't remember the words for it, but from what I remember reading, it technically isn't a vaccine. I'll tell you what concerns me, what's concerning me now about this whole situation is the fact that New York City has instigated a COVID passport kind of thing to get in businesses, and I know some other states are looking at it. Some states have said they won't do it. I believe Florida and Texas were one of them. But the direction I see this going is you have these corporations out there in healthcare that are developing new applications for your electronics to verify that you've had the vaccine. And what I'm afraid of is that in order to do anything anywhere, you're going to have to show proof of vaccination. And as with any technology, your personal information is not safe. Despite the fact that they say your personal information is not safe, it's never safe. I've been a victim of it a few times. I've had my information from the DMV stolen. And then where I worked at, they had this kind of thing where you earn points by completing these tasks, and then you get like a rebate on your money to pay for healthcare, and you do all these things, and they get your personal information. And when it first rolled out, they were like, "Oh yeah, your stuff's totally safe with us. You know, give us your information so you can earn money to pay for your medical bill." And what happens, like a month later, it gets hacked and all your information is stolen. So if they instigate a vaccine thing, it's your information's not safe. Not only that, is I don't think it's ethical for somebody to be vaccinated.
Well, the thing
especially
is,
with
is
something
that
that's not even a vaccine.
I saw the ingredients. You can't even pronounce the thing. You can't. There's so many freaking long words and syllables and things that you can't even really pronounce. It's like 25 words or 30 words. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but the point is that you can't pronounce it. It's not like calcium carbonate or it's, ACV, apple cider vinegar. You know, you can say these things are man-made chemicals that are – I don't know where they are produced, but they're injected in your body so that you can build antibodies to the COVID virus. But what gets me, it helps protect you, but it doesn't protect you all the way so that you don't get it. You still have a chance to get it.
Yeah, there's lots of breakthrough cases where people are fully vaccinated and actually contracting the virus. But the medical community's argument is that, well, yes, they caught it and that sort of thing is going to happen, but they didn't suffer as severe symptoms because they were vaccinated. It's all very shady. Now, let me just say that I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I worked in a hospital, and I had to get all sorts of vaccines, and I'm fine with it. I've never had a reaction to a vaccine. But I'm also not going to just jump into this, and, you know, I want to see, because we don't know what the long-term effects of these alleged vaccines are. And, you know, if 5 years down the road, cancer develops, there's no way to get compensation. They made it so that you can't go after the pharmaceutical companies, and, you know, there's going to be no accountability. You're just going to be stuck with a chronic illness from an experimental vaccine. And I do remember something I read quite some time ago. There's people are arguing, oh, I've been working on this technology for decades. And, well, that's true. I recall reading an article. It was back in the 90s when they were researching the RNA technology to vaccinate. At the time, they weren't doing it on humans. They were doing it on animals that had and those animals had adverse reactions. And at the time, decades ago, they determined that this vaccine technology was not suitable for humans. So when I read that, and you have to understand, you know, who knows what real information is out there. There's so much disinformation. Maybe that's disinformation. But it sounded legit to me. And then so all of a sudden, you know, it's RNA technology is on our throats for the first time, you know, on humans and stuff like that. So it's all very sketchy.
Right. And my husband was saying, you know, how much are these doctors getting paid to push the vaccine? You know, just like the pharmaceutical drugs. You know, I understand there's COVID and there's deaths and things like that. But, you know, you need to be having an informed decision and being able to see both sides. You know, transparency of seeing actually what the risks are. Either way, you need to know what the risks are.
Yeah, and these companies are making money. Just because you're getting the shots for free does not mean that they're not making money. I've read some other articles regarding about how many hundreds of millions of dollars that these companies are getting for doing this. And so it's all about money as well.
Yeah, it is. It's a business. It is. I mean, they don't, you know, it's a business. It's so sad. Hey, we were just talking about, do we still have that caller on that's hanging on?
Yeah, let me check. Yep, hold on. Let's take a call from this caller.
Hello, welcome to Paranormal Horizons.
Oh, 1 second.
Hello.
Hey,
hello,
thanks for calling.
Yeah, welcome to Paranormal Horizons.
Oh, thank you. Sorry about that. I was busy, but anyways, how are you guys today?
Doing good.
Good. Yeah, doing good. How are you?
I'm okay. This is Mindy from Washington. I don't even know what I want to know today.
What do you think? Did you get your vaccination, Mindy?
No. No, I'm not going to do that. I don't feel like that's necessary. I've had COVID a few times already, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm not going to get the vaccination because I will just go about it as I go.
Well, I think we're with you on that. I'm not too keen about it as well, so.
Yeah, you never know what your what the fillers and stuff are, so.
Well, like I said, if you go online, and I was just mentioning this not even a couple minutes ago, that when you look at the different so-called ingredients in the vaccine, you can't even pronounce it.
Oh, yeah.
So you're ingesting that in your body as something you can't even pronounce?
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So we were going to kind of transition this to paranormal, and I was going to talk about my ghost hunting experiences. But since I got you on the line, have you had any paranormal experiences, Wendy?
Any what experiences?
Paranormal, ghosts or anything?
Well, you know, it was weird. The day I lost my Dino, my mirror fell off the wall and onto the floor. It was kind of weird, and so I kind of just noticed that and mentioned that.
Had it been up there for years and there was, like, no explanation, it could have fallen?
Well, no, I just put it up, but it was securely attached. I mean, there was no way it could have come out from – I don't even know how that happened, actually, because it was bracketed in on all four sides, and it just kind of, like, fell off the wall and slipped. I mean, I don't even know how it happened because all the hooks were there. It was like, what in the heck? So that was just kind of weird.
Hopefully it didn't break.
So. No, it didn't. It's just a little warped a little bit. It's got a little bit of a belly on it now, I guess. So it's a fun house mirror, I guess. I don't know. Carnival mirrors, no. I don't know. That was just weird. I think that was the day he passed, and it was just kind of like, that's odd.
Maybe he's got your attention.
Yeah, maybe he was. He was trying to say, you know, hey, you butthead, you should have brought my laundry a couple days ago because, you know, never mind.
Were you the caller that you sound familiar. Were you the caller that called in last week that Sherry gave the reading to?
I am, yes.
Okay.
I've since had a reading with her. Yes,
oh, very
yes,
good.
And I've since... Yeah, Sherry is wonderful. It's just 100% accurate, just nailed everything. Just very, very good. Very impressed with her. Very good, Sherry. You're very good.
Thank you. I feel humbled and honored by the compliment. Thank you for the compliment. I'm very humbled.
Yeah, it's not even it's the truth. Like, there's no, I mean, it's like so unbelievably true that, yeah. So thank you, though. But yeah, I don't know what I'm calling for today. I don't know. I just wanted to call.
Oh.
And hear your guys' voices.
Hey, well, I did.
Well, no, okay, let's see here. What's that?
I said you can join in if you like. Well, we're talking about, Jason wants to talk about paranormal experiences. So, you know, the things that are kind of bumping the night, if you've had any experiences or, you know, your take of what you think about the paranormal or ghosts and things like that. I myself, honestly, and Jason knows this, I don't deal with the dark side. I'm very adamant. I've had my dealings with the dark side as a paranormal consultant for a couple of years, and I myself don't like to that side. So, but, no, I've had some very bad experiences, and I try to be very mindful with people that have had any type of, you know, hauntings or attachments or any of the D's or, you know, that kind of thing and things. I've had enough, you know, but I don't mind talking about it. So, you know, Jason, his fair share, and I'm pretty sure you have had your fair share also too.
Oh yeah. In fact, when I was living in Troutdale, Oregon, I was going to school and working for Congressman Ron Wyden over there, and I was going to school, and the people at school decided that they were going to play with the Ouija board, and I was in the room with them, and as soon as they started doing whatever they were doing or whatever, the whole light in the whole dormitory went out. Like, it was so weird. So I knew that was, like, not a good idea and stuff.
That would be startling.
Wow.
I'm in Gresham, actually. Troutdale's right down the hill.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it's by Portland over there. I was going to a Job Corps over there. They had Job Corps over there, and that's where I was going. I ended up getting my diploma 2 years before I graduated because they had suspended me from school. So I lost the whole semester of credits, and I was like, well, forget it. I'll just go to, you know, get my GED and forget, you know. And that's what I did, so.
Cool. Well, yeah. Sherry, I, for some odd reason, I have lost control of the dashboard. I cannot control anything. So, Mindy, why don't you just stay with us, and we'll just talk about paranormal.
Okay.
Can't control anything, so.
You can't control anything on your dashboard?
No, it's not letting me do anything. So, but what I wanted to talk about was, I know it's crazy. I've had some paranormal experiences, and I haven't talked about them in a long time. Formally, I did the paranormal investigation. I started in 2008, and I had some pretty notable investigations. That being said, I'm also Mr. Skeptical of the paranormal, but there were a few instances where it really left my head scratching. And the first one was our very first investigation. We mostly went out and did people's houses and stuff. I mean, I had all the equipment and everything. And the first investigation we did was at the White Eagle Saloon in Portland, which is, like, supposedly this super haunted place. Are you familiar with that?
No.
It's like it's connected to the Shanghai tunnels in Portland, and it's super old. I think it's from the 1800s. And so we rented the most haunted room up there. And I'd never experienced this before, but when I first arrived there, I went up to the room and opened the door, and it was like walking into a thick wall of energy. And as I was standing in the room, I was like, there's no way in hell I'd be able to stay in this room all day or all night, because it just felt super bad, creepy, I don't know, weird energy, evil spirits, I have no idea. So I went down and had lunch, and I came back 2 hours later, and it was fine. There was, like, no vibe in the room at all. Well, that night when we were conducting our investigation, the most notable thing that happened, we captured, you know, these lights flying around, but I don't really believe too much in orbs. And but I was sitting by the door, and I could hear somebody walking down the stairs. And it's a huge, super long stairwell that goes down. And as soon as I started hearing somebody walking down, I opened the door, because the stairwell's right next to the room, and nobody was there. It was really weird. I was like,
We
captured that on audio. It was strange. It was like, there's no way somebody could have ran out of there without me. I mean, we were talking about 1 to 2 seconds when I started to hear the footsteps, and there was nothing there.
My charger. Sorry.
What do you think about that, Sherry?
Crazy. Yeah, I heard that place is haunted.
What's that?
I heard that place is haunted.
Oh, it's very haunted.
Oh, yeah.
So that was weird.
I used to like going to places like that. I don't anymore. You know, I just like, why? You know, the way I see this is, if you're going to go and chase it, you're going to find it. Just like anything else. You know, you're going to find it, and sometimes it's not as pretty as it seems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. And then we did the I did this house down towards Salem, and it just had a creepy vibe in the basement, and I was seeing all sorts of weird stuff on camera, and I was able to debunk most of it. There were lots of spiders in the basement, and so what we were capturing were spiders. But the one thing in that basement of that house we went to was literally like what I can only describe as a partial apparition coming out of the floor of the basement and literally walking by the camera. And we couldn't, for the life of me, couldn't figure out what that was. And of course, I would capture EVPs. Like, I heard ones that would go, say my name, like, Jason, or, you know, like, kill her, just really, really creepy stuff. It's wild. But I don't know. I'm still kind of skeptical about the whole thing. But, yeah, a lot did that for years, and it was a lot of fun. You know, it's not really my main interest. I'm more into the UFO sort of thing, but good fun.
I imagine it is. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of places that, I think I've said this on radio before, but I feel that every place is haunted. You know, I mean, where are the spirits going to be, no matter what? They're going to be buried underground. They're going to be roaming. Some are good. Some are bad. But, you know, it's like, oh, my God, this place is haunted. Well, a lot of the places are. What's so different? I don't know. I just kind of like, you know, the paranormal part is really, there. It's a lot of thrill-seeking. It really is.
And it's so popular now with ghost shows, and everything's hyped up, and I'm sure those ghost shows aren't exactly truthful, and, you know, they want to make things suspenseful to keep people watching, so it's hard to know what is really happening and what's not with all the production nonsense that goes on. Do you watch any ghost shows, Mindy?
No, huh? Not anymore. I was watching... there was a lady, she did that. She worked with a retired police officer who's an investigator, and they would go into these places, and I don't know what it's called. I forgot.
Oh, the Dead Files. Actually, I like that.
Yeah,
show.
Maybe that's what it is. The girl's name was Amy. I think her name is Amy or something like that.
Amy Allen, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. She's a physical medium, so she can feel the how they died, literally feel. I mean, with me, I see images and they tell me, but she doesn't. Which is not a good thing because it can take a really wear and tear long-term from your body, especially if they use you as a conduit in communicating. So, you know, that could be, you just got to be very careful.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I like the
good. I'm glad I have that ability. I don't want to see ghosts. I got enough going on. Don't need none of that.
Yeah, I think I've had see somebody like down the road, and then all of a sudden I turn and they're gone. It's like, how can they go so fast? You know, it's almost like I didn't get a chance to see them disappear. Interesting, really interesting.
Yeah, the paranormal is definitely interesting and super popular, although I get the impression it's kind of dying out a little bit. I think that our society has been oversaturated with the whole paranormal thing, and, you know, the shows that are coming out now, some of them are so ridiculous. I think there was one where people were investigating naked, and it's like they're just trying to pull straws on any kind of weird way to conduct a paranormal investigation. It's just getting crazy.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Jason, I know you've had many, many experiences, and you're coming in, I'll never forget, you came into my house, and in my bathroom door we saw, I don't know if you remember that, but we saw that figure that was in the back of my door, and you were wondering, who is this person?
God, that was a long time ago. My brain has been wiped out from years of alcohol abuse. I can't even remember what I ate for lunch today. Just for the record, I haven't drank in years. It's the damage that I did before.
Oh, wow. Yeah, me and alcohol don't get along, but personally. It's like, what do you call that? They have thing where you can't tolerate alcohol, something when it can stick to your stomach. There's alcohol problems with us, type of, with our ethnicity. So I could care less.
So you're not a drinker. I was quite the drinker. My life revolved around drinking. It was like I always had to drink on an empty stomach. I would have. It would have to be a six pack of beer, and get a good buzz on, and yeah, good old times. But I don't think I've drank in like 5, 6, 7 years, something like that.
Wow.
Still miss it though.
That's good. Yeah. It can be very challenging when you're with somebody that has alcohol problems. You know, that's not a good thing. I'll tell you that. But, go there, don't want to be there, you know. You don't want to invite spirits in. That's why they call alcohol spirits, because the spirits invade up at the body, and you no longer are the person where you are. When you start blacking out, acting weird and things like that, that's what you call where you the spirits go into the soul.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's. I mean, we've heard it tons of times before that playing with Ouija boards and stuff like that can open a doorway, or addictions to substances can make you vulnerable. Which I just started a subscription to Discovery Plus, which I can stream every episode of Ghost Adventures. Now, I'm not a huge fan of watching ghost shows, but I have watched quite a few. And I watch the ones with the exorcisms, or mainly the ones I'm interested in, because I just find that fascinating. But it also has our past guest on there, Brian. I have trouble saying his last name. Ouellette?
Ouellette.
And how many times has he
Brian
been on
Ouellette.
With us? He's
he
been
hasn't
on.
Been on for years, but yes, they're as far as Ghost Adventures, I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know. I know that when Zach Jenkins needs an exorcist, that's who he calls. But I think that last time I saw him when he was on Facebook, he was having it real rough. I mean, he was, he was having problems with donations. And he wasn't getting any sleep. He said he's lucky if he gets maybe 4 hours of sleep a night.
Well, that sounds
good.
Like me.
How do you function? I mean, to me, it's like I don't get it. You know, how can you function when you're that, sleep deprived? You can't even think right.
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, that's me every night. It sucks, but I think part of it is that I'm not working, so I'm not fatigued from work. You know, when I was working, I was exhausted by the time I got home, so I didn't have as much trouble sleeping. But since I'm just sitting around playing video games and watching History Channel all day, I don't have that level of fatigue.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a tough life.
So, Brian Ouellette, Mindy, Brian Ouellette was a routinely a regular guest of ours, and he is the go-to person. I don't know if you ever heard about Zach Bagan on Ghost Adventures, but that's his go-to person when he has to perform an exorcism. So, Brian Ouellette is and very nice guy, but he has very strong opinions, whether it's about the Catholic community or about the paranormal community and things like that. So very nice, very well informed, and he's very. I don't know. I've lost touch with him.
Oh, that's too bad.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's paranormal stuff is just really, really, it's on. It goes on and on and on. There's a lot of people that need help. And Jason, if you were still there, they'd probably ask you for help to investigate.
Yeah, I don't know if I would go do that again. While I'm skeptical, I'm also not completely ignorant to the fact that there could be aspects of our universe and the paranormal that I'm not aware of. Just because I don't really believe in something doesn't make it not real. And I do, with all the ghosts I'm a little about, if I'm wrong and there are stuff, I don't want to bring home a spirit attachment. I don't want to get possessed. I don't got time for that drama.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, go do a ghost investigation. You come home and your walls are bleeding. You're not crawling on your ceiling in the middle of the night. I just don't need that in my life.
Nope. And we should talk about, we should have our other co-host, Joe Welling, you know, with him. He has his own radio show. But we should talk, have him back on maybe next week or next 2 weeks, depending on what our schedules are. And he could talk about, yeah, he has had an attachment on him. So he had to have my colleague, June Lundgren, go and pick it off of him, you know. Anything that's going on with him, he just had to have it taken off of him. So, yeah, it's just sometimes you just don't want to mess with that. He's not actively investigating anymore. He pulled out of it. But after having those experiences and time constraints with his time job and everything else, it's been very hard. So, yeah, I don't miss it, you know. I mean, last time I did my investigation with Clyde Lewis, you know, KEX, Clyde Lewis, he's no longer with KEX Radio, but we did our Grand Lodge investigation for a day and a half. Boy, I was wiped out. That was my last one I'm going to do. I've done two major ones, and that's my last one I'm going to do. I was wiped, totally wiped out for a week. That was that you were supposed to be on with us, with Ron Patton. We had Ron Patton. We had some really good people. We had Jamie, the other guy, he's now with KES. He's the traffic reporter with KES Radio on FM. But anyway, we had I put two separate paranormal teams. That was not last October, but the October before. We did a two-day investigation. That was pretty weird. And then that guy, I forgot his name. I can't even pronounce it, but he's Jewish. He's into Jewish mysticism. He did the Oregon Ghost Conference at a seance. He did a seance in the suite that we rented. He did a seance. It's different, very different. Jewish is more, you know, kind of like Jewish type of seance.
I don't remember. I remember I was out of town. What sort of stuff did you notice out there? What sort of activity was there out there? I don't remember.
Well, it was, you know, if I'm going to get myself out of it, not me as a psychic medium. I'm just going to see what the facts are, okay? So you could feel there was weird. Things were happening just before we were setting up the seance. Things were kind of rattling in the bathrooms, and nobody was in the bathroom kind of thing. You know, it was weird. It was a private bathroom. Grand Lodge used to be an orphanage, and then they turned that into a hospital, and then from a hospital they turned it into a nursing home. So you can imagine the levels of activity from the people that's been there from past, and also I'm pretty sure the land. And so, it was kind of, you know, there were some questions. There were some weird things going on. And Clyde Lewis's wife, Janine, who we've had on the show, she was having her little beeper and it's going off, and she was tripping in her little thing, you know, tripping about, you know, the little thing, the lights were going out and everything else. So, yeah, it was interesting. Very, very. I was drained, totally drained, like I said. A lot of activity, a lot of stuff. We went to next door to the children's cottage, and they let me in, being that we were with Clyde Lewis and his wife, and we got into a private tour. They would not let most people in. 90%, unless you worked there, you wouldn't get a private tour. So we got a private tour of the cottage next door. It was pretty trippy. It was really interesting. But that's the last time I'll do that. No more. I'm just not into it no more. I'm done. Very interesting.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Just too much, you know. I don't know. I'm just, you know, with my work and everything and Chinese medicine, I'm here to help people with, you know, comfort, possible allowing their bodies to heal, being able to bring joy, bring guidance, bring closure, whatever, things of good things, not words or everything is. I know, you know, yin and yang. I know that there's a good, there's a bad. You got to balance it out and choose your path. So I choose the path of love and compassion and empathy. So,
Well, that's the way you have to be nowadays, and unfortunately there's too many filled with negativity and hate and everything else, and we all have to do our part to stay out of that.
Joe was on live on Friday night with the Hawaiian Hauntings group. He mentioned me a couple times. Thank you, Joe. And he's our co-host now for Paranormal Horizons. He's our fill-in. And Joe has personally witnessed possessions in his investigations, where his people that he goes out with are possessed. So you got to be careful. You got to pick your poison. And you, like I said, I mean, that group, I hardly go into that group. I hardly am participating in that group. The only time I do, like today, I'm throwing out a couple freebies. It's time for me to give back. You know, I'm so blessed in the work and the people that come to me and wanting to help themselves, and it's a way to get back and throw out a couple 10-minute readings, you know, and help them get, you know, some closure and some healing and some answers and guidance and things like that. But other than that, I don't, you know, there's too many people, too many bad people, too many attachments, too many this. I don't get into it. So I'm very direct, and if I sense, I open up that door, if I sense there's something going on, you're not going to be picked. Or, you know, if there's something that's just not on the up and up, I'll tell you. I got to protect myself and my family. So it's all about being aware and doing what's right.
Well, it sounds like you're an amazing psychic medium. I keep hearing good things about you, like from people like Mindy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mindy.
Yeah.
We did that reading on the cuff last week. I was, you know, it's like, hey, Jason said, do you want to do a psychic reading? She's like, really? It's like, okay. I'll do one. But, yeah, I take time. I really do take the time to take some time off. Today's my day off. No readings today. Nope. Gotta shut down. I'd go crazy if I had the door open. That's one thing. People want to be a psychic and a medium, but they don't understand there's a big responsibility. If you really have the gift, you're going to be able to have to learn to shut it on and off. You can't be running around and bragging to people, oh, my God, I'm a psychic. Oh, I'm a medium. I could read people. I can't shut it down. It's like, wow, that's really dangerous. You shouldn't be using the gift unless you have total control of what you can do. Absolutely. If you can't shut it on and off at will and not invade other people's privacy, you have no business doing that. You have no business reading other people. That's just my take. Some people are different, but that's me. So I try and, again, I tell people, it's like wielding a gun. You got to learn how to hold up the gun correctly if you're going to use it, and learn to hit the bullseye every time. As close to the bullseye as much as possible.
Well, since I'm pretty much, so I'm not really technically unemployed, but I'm kind of not really employed either. Maybe I could start developing my psychic skills and
yeah, you could. You could just call me up.
I'm the most not psychic person on the planet. Like, I seriously believe I don't have any innate psychic ability at all. Although, to say that I do walk into, like, places, and I do sense presences, but I don't know if that's all in my head or not, because I've been confirmed accurate. For example, I went to this, like, house or something like this in Portland, and I walked into this one particular room, and the minute I walked in the room, I was like, some dude died in this room. And then I found out later, yeah, some dude did die in that room. So maybe there is some sort of psychicness. It's not something I embrace. I find it actually kind of terrifying.
We all have intuitive abilities. We really do. And it's just like a muscle. If you use it, some people are more gifted than others. Some people don't have the ability. It's like, you know, playing a piano. Some people are naturally gifted at learning to play the piano easier than others. But it's like anything. If you don't work with it and be consistent and be disciplined and be patient, you're not, you know, it's not going to be used. And psychic ability is above sensitivities of being an empath. People that are sensitive are empaths. But psychic abilities are different things. Psychic is being able to be able to, it's more than just intuition, it's knowing. It's just knowing on a higher level, on a higher spectrum. Does that make any sense, Mindy or Jason?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's just my take of it. You know, you have, Jason, you have some psychic abilities, but you don't trust yourself, okay? But you got to work with it, and it depends on how serious are you are, and are you willing to work with it and do something, or what are you doing? Are you just, you know, are you playing house, or are you wanting to help other people, or are you wanting to, you know, I mean, it's interesting. You just, I don't know, you just, there's so many different avenues of psychic ability. So many different things. So,
there,
you know,
Is there a psychic ability that I could develop to where when I go play slot machines, I win more? Because
that's
I'd be very interested.
Ability. That's okay. I wish I would. I could. If I tune that in, maybe I could too. That's not what it's all about, Jason.
There's Chronos remote viewing.
What's that?
Chronos remote viewing. It's like taking it. It's Edward Swan, Ingle Swan, or whatever. He was the CIA funded person that put together this group of people. To where you're using your intuition, like looking back, or you can look in like through a telescope at a certain situation and or event or whatever, and these things will come to you. But the Chronos part of it is the numbers. So you're able to look at specific numbers and see which ones would be winners, or, you know, it's more on the number side of things. But the remote viewing is like the CIA project where they where 9/11 happened, and those were remote viewers that were able to find the van in the third tower. You remember that?
I'm familiar with remote view. I'm not. They were able to find a van in the third tower.
The van was on the bridge with explosive on it, I believe. I'm not sure. I mean, that's just the word of mouth. I wasn't there. I don't know. I don't really know everything, but there was a third place, a third building that was hit. Wasn't there? I mean, that's what I heard. I don't know. I don't remember.
There was
any of that media,
World Trade Center, the other one, not the Twin Towers, but there was.
There was a Pentagon, then there was the two buildings, and then there was another one that was hit that was not that wasn't
World Trade Center 7. I think it was World Trade Center 7.
Yeah, 7. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. You heard that there was a van with explosives? I thought it just fell.
Yeah, coming over the bridge. Over the bridge.
Huh.
Yeah, there was a van with explosives that the remote viewers had located and found for police.
And there actually was one?
I mean, oh, yeah. Yeah, there was.
Oh, crazy.
I don't know for sure. I mean, that's just urban legend has it, I guess. I don't know, but it all, that's part of the remote viewing thing.
How did that get under my radar, Sherry? I thought I knew everything about 9/11. I'll look into that.
I could be wrong. I heard from a friend who is with PSI. He's with PSI. I don't know. I don't know why he would lie to me. He doesn't usually lie, so I don't know.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I'm sure there's all sorts of aspects of 9/11 that we don't. That's not in the mainstream media.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that is so cool.
It looks like we're just about out of time, which means it's my dinner time. I think we should wrap it up. I want to thank Mindy for calling in. We got somebody else to talk to a little bit tonight.
Yeah, no problem, you guys. It was nice to listen and talk to you guys.
Yeah, thank you, Mindy, for calling in. We appreciate you participating. It's awesome. We like to have our viewers come and participate and, you know, help share their experiences or their opinions or anything like that. It's just an open forum, and no way, shape, or form. It's something that you need to take wholeheartedly. This is all fact information. We're just kind of bantering and throwing out ideas and things that we were told or things that we heard or whatever.
Right.
But my experiences as a psychic medium, those are just, don't take my word for it, but take what you need and leave the rest. But after learning this all my life, that's where I came. In my conclusion anyway is, you want to be of service. This is something to be of service for people, not just, bragging and things like that. It's a job of service. It's just a job of service. You don't get paid well. You get paid what you do, but it's one of those where you're of service. And so,
right.
It's good. I love what I do. Absolutely, I love what I do. So anyway, we're all about time, Jason. I don't know if we're going to be on next week. We kind of play it by ear and see what happens. But we'll see. Things are kind of up in the air. I hear you guys. Are you guys out in there in your way? Are you guys tightening up your restrictions for COVID, or are you guys still opened up?
My county is going backwards in the direction of being tighter. What about out in Washington? Is that where you're at, Mindy?
Yeah. No, things are opening up, I think.
Wow, you're lucky.
I believe they're opening. I mean, I don't know.
That's good, though. Yeah, that's very, very good. Wow. So, we're doing okay, and we just want to wish everybody, wish everybody a safe journey and just do something positive for other people. Share, pay it forward, help other people, do what you can. Not instead of worrying about your problems, think about worrying about helping other people. What can you do to add value to other people's lives? And it really takes burden on yourself. I think that really helps if we can focus on what we can do to be of service instead of what we can do to, we'd be worried. We could all be worried about all our problems, but we need to stay positive and work towards a good direction.
Right.
Words of wisdom right there. Well, with that, I think we'll call our quits, and I want to thank everybody for listening and for calling in Mindy, and we'll see everybody next Sunday. 7 p.m. West Coast time. Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Take care, everybody. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.